This is MSO News Sports. We are joined by Medford head football coach Jason Nascimento. And, Coach, welcome to MSO News Sports. Great to be talking with you. And, I guess, tell us a little bit about your team and how your preseason has gone so far.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Preseason has been pretty good for us. We're really young this year. You have a lot of juniors that are going to have to step up. We graduated a decent amount of seniors last year. A lot of firepower and offense. So, you know, we got a junior class that's pretty scrappy. But so far, I've been pretty impressed with, you know, the seniors and the way they've led throughout the preseason. And a lot of those kids hit the weight room pretty hard in the off season, which was good to see. So we've been pretty happy with the way things have gone, but we know there's a lot of work ahead, and we got our hands full tomorrow night with classical. They look really good, but we're just trying to take a step forward and continue to get better. And I'm excited to get things started off tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, tell me, what would a strength of your team be? Whether it be somewhere on offense or defense, or where would a strength be?
I think one of our strengths would, this year at least, it looks like, would be at our skill spots. We have a lot of new guys in our skill spots, but I think a lot of those kids are ready to play. So I think that's one of our strengths coming in. And up front too, we have three returning offensive linemen, which is really good to have up front. It's really good to have that experience. So I think on the offensive side, you know, up front, got some experience coming back, and our skilled guys, like I said, they're young, but I think they're ready to step in and get this thing going.
Tell me about your quarterback, Joel Dislock, a junior.
Yep, so Joel, this will be his first year starting here in the job this season. He was in a battle with a couple other guys all preseason, but he earned it for, you know, start week one. He's not the same type of quarterback that we had last year. Last year we had kid that was big time scrambler, could break in any play. Joel's a very good manager. Even for a junior, he seems to have really good control of the offense. And he's a scrappy kid. You know, he'll get you the tough yards that you need to. And so far, he's been making pretty good decisions. And he just, his maturity's showing pretty good, which is good to see for a junior, especially.
And it sounds like he'll be throwing the football on Friday night.
You never know what we're going to come in with. We've been working in the pass game a ton, just trying to make sure we have both dimensions ready to go. Just because, he's a young guy, but we just definitely want to see what he can do. So, you never know what to expect from game time, but, the pass game, definitely one of our strengths.
Coach, tell me about a key player on defense, someone to really watch, or somebody that you really need to count on defensively for Medford High School.
Yeah, I think on defense, it definitely starts with the guys up front, especially like those defensive ends. Jacob Morey and Kevin Cadet, they'll be huge key roles. And our linebacking corps, for sure, led by Joe Camara, Corey Stinson, and Chris Borella. Those guys come to play, we have a shot. Get a shot at winning any week, so they'll be huge. And the back secondary, those guys, again, another young group, a lot of juniors stepping on the field, but hopefully they can be ready to go. But for sure, those linebackers up front, those front seven, we definitely need them to perform.
Usually, Coach, when I talk to a coach for the first time and during the season, I like to ask him a question about their – well, wait a minute. Before I do that, I got to ask you about the game itself, the classical – and Medford. What kind of a game are you expecting Friday?
Yeah, I'm expecting a great game. We want to go in and compete with anybody, especially with the new league. But I know Coach Brian Vaughn, this is his first opener over there in Lynn Classical, and he's a guy that we respect the hell out of. He actually coached my youngest brother in high school. My youngest brother played for him at Pope John a few years back. I think it was back in, 2010 or 2009. So I know him pretty well. A couple of the guys in that staff that I know pretty well from, I think I played high school football with them. So, you know, we respect the hell out of them. We know he's going to have them ready to go. So we're expecting to go into a pretty intense atmosphere. I know it's going to be their home opener. You know, new coaching staff. So anytime you do that, they'll be ready to go. So, you know, hopefully we can come in and match that tempo and be ready to go.
Gotcha. All right, here's my last question, Coach. Your coaching staff, any notes from your coaching staff, any new additions this year or any names you want to share with us from the Medford coaching staff this year?
We pretty much have the same staff intact. You know, I got my brother, Jonathan Nascimento, my assistant head coach, Craig Drowski, Marco Santoro, coaching the receivers, you know, Kim, Coach Smith, up there helping out with the offensive line as well. So we have our core staff back, and we have a couple new freshman coaches. So, you know, we have a great group of guys that have done a great job so far, and you know, I'm just looking forward to getting another year of working with them.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, great talking with you. Good luck Friday night, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on board, and I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night.
Yep. Jason Nascimento, the head football coach at Medford High School here on MSO News Sports.